Alcohol is a source of livelihood for many people in South Sudan. Some women brew liquor to support their families, pay for healthcare, and send their children to school. However, alcohol consumption also has been linked to violence and conflict in some parts of the country. Christopher Andrew, Commissioner of Tarit County, says his office several times have come up with measures to reduce alcohol brewing and consumption. He says residents of Tarit Town who depend on the business should be prepared to heavy taxes.
We do double tax to the alcohol in order to increase the price of the alcohol so that it will not be affordable to any person. This is one of our policy in reducing the consumption of alcohol. To the business people who are running a business in the alcohol, you know, when you're running a business and you're gaining our profits, you need to also think the other part, because you're taking the money of somebody. You need to make sure that person is benefiting from what you are selling.
Slivia Apollonia is a widow who says her brewing business helped her three children attend university. She says making alcohol is her only source of income.
Best grusa merisade ma vizelana mendi iyazola algi supportana.
There's no one that can support me and my children. That's why I started that local brewing business to help my family. I'm a civil servant and the money cannot pay all my children to school. The business of brewing has paid my 12 children to school and 3 are now in the university. I also built a house. When I heard that the government want to abolish local brewing business, I cried because that means our children will not go to school anymore.
Paulina Ojok is a resident of High Battery in Tarit Town. She brew an alcohol known in South Sudan as Kwete or Merisa Abiat, made from maize or millet. She says the business helped her to take care of her family.
I started brewing business because my husband could not provide my needs, like soap, clothes, and maybe bed sheets. For the man, he only brings money for food and rest. You look for it yourself. If I don't brew, my husband cannot pay the 5 children at school. I brew to help on my daily needs, like buying food at home and sugar for tea. That's how we work. If you wait for support, all your children will suffer. With this business, I bought goats and some cattle.
In 2024, the mayor of Bor municipality in Jonglei State banned a locally brewed alcohol which he described as harmful to citizens' health. Some states in South Sudan have tried to enforce ban on alcohol brewing, sales and consumption. Eastern Equatorial State has announced a ban on the sales of spirits and brewing of locally made gins. The commissioner of Tarit County calls on the youth to reduce their alcohol consumption because of the risk attached to alcohol. For VOA News, I am Kaltuma Vanessa reporting from the Eastern Equatorial State capital, Tarit.